You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. Officials in East Jordan voted to add a student position to their Downtown Development Authority Board this week. They will have the responsibilities of a board member without the weight of a vote. 15-year-old Liam Dreyer is the founder of Government for America. He brought the idea to the city after spending the last year as the youngest DDA board member in the state. He spoke with IPR's Kendra Carr to talk about their search for interested students and how he got involved in local government.
Liam, thank you so much for taking the time to join me.
Of course.
So let's start with you. I understand you started attending city council meetings about 5 years ago when you were about 10. How did you get interested in local politics?
Really, it was my mom being involved, and then I started tagging along to city council meetings. I guess, I don't know how much a 10-year-old thinks, but I just became really fascinated with the whole process, and then I started going by myself, and then eventually I garnered the courage to actually go up and start making comments on agendas.
So what interested you in these meetings? Why did you want to speak during public comment?
Well, really, I felt that I could actually have a say, and that city council was making the decisions for the place I live right in front of me, and me going up and making a comment could directly influence how they make their decision. And there was something that I really liked about that. And that's still why I am involved now, is because I really feel that I can influence decisions being made.
So can you tell us how this led to your student position with the Downtown Development Authority and Government for Tomorrow?
So you start to get recognized as, you know, the 10-year-old who makes comments. And then student position came up. I guess I was recognized for being involved, even at such a young age. And then I applied, and then I was approved by city council. And then that was back in November of 2019. And I served for a couple months on the board, and then I realized how really exclusive this position was to Charlevoix. I thought it was so weird that my peers from Boyne City and East Jordan, they couldn't have the same opportunity I had. Mm-hmm. So I went to Boyne City and kind of pitched the idea just as a tiny project, and the support was so overwhelming, and people loved it so much that it kind of developed into this whole project. And last night, actually, the Boyne City Library passed a resolution for a student member, and 2 nights ago, the East Jordan DDA, or Downtown Development Authority, passed a resolution for a student member on their board. So things are happening very quickly, and I think it's going to spread across the region. Incorporate the youth in decision-making, even in a non-voting manner.
Why is that?
So really, passing a student position voting would be extremely difficult. There are cons to having a voting position. That's not saying that it's off the table, but it's really down to the board's preference. There is a bit of resistance when it comes to people can sometimes feel that a non-taxpaying citizen shouldn't have a vote or, you know, sway a decision. Let's say it's a 50-50 split, and then the student comes in and it sways it one side. A non-voting student takes away those cons while also really providing everything else. You're still able to be on the board and actually voice your opinion and have the other board members listen to you.
So what are you hoping the student position will accomplish for both your peers and the government?
Being a student board member is about the best government class you can have. You are directly working with elected officials and being implemented in the process of making decisions for your town. There isn't a better way to learn the bedrock democracy that our country is founded upon than to be on a local government board, which is really just a microcosm for much bigger legislative bodies. And you're also providing the downtown board with a much more rounded member Rolodex. You have people that are 15 and you have people that are 70. You're able to make decisions that have ideas from all age groups. And you're also able to provide a large group of citizens a voice.
And so politics, especially today, it can be really divisive and nasty. Why are you interested?
Yes. It certainly is, especially in 2020. Because even in local government, that divisiveness happens. But you'd be surprised that, at least in my case, having this age group barrage can really soften the hardness of politics. And even if there is some conjecture and some discourse, that can't scare away citizens. Right now, really large public issues are passing through local government, and students have to be involved in the conversation.
And looking forward, what future plans do you have for these student positions and Government for Tomorrow?
So it's really going to school next. So we have like a video we've prepared, and we're also planning on coming and doing a presentation to Boyne and East Jordan schools to really help students realize they can actually have an influence on the things that happen around them, and trying to see if any are interested in being a student member. And then what's next for Government for Tomorrow? I would hope it's to maybe expand to more cities. For a very long time, boards have gone without this age group. Maybe the youngest board member you would see is in their late 20s. And then all of a sudden, we're introducing people in their teens. That is going to make some legislative differences. And I'm excited to see downtown start to make decisions with the students more in mind. And I think that could really shape where everyone lives.
Liam, thank you for sharing this with me and for all the work that you're doing.
Thank you so much for having me.